Espresso English Podcast, Episode 12, How to Start a Conversation in English. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Sometimes the hardest part of speaking English is simply starting a conversation. In today's lesson, I'll teach you expressions for starting a conversation in English in any situation, formal or informal, at work, school, or other contexts. To start a conversation with a friend, you can use informal English expressions like these. What's up? How's it going? The correct answer to what's up is not much. You can then add a detail about what's happening in your life at the moment. If someone says, how's it going? You can answer good or not so good, and then say why. At work, with your colleagues, you use slightly more formal English, such as these common expressions. Hi, John. How are you doing? How's your day going? We're sure having a busy day today. Or, we're sure having a slow day today. Have you heard the news about? On Friday, you can start a conversation by saying, have you got any plans for the weekend? And on Monday, you can open a conversation by asking, how was your weekend? At work, you can talk about projects you're working on, or about hobbies you have outside work. Current national and international news, as well as sports, are also good topics of conversation. What about when you see a friend who you haven't seen in a long time? Here are some common expressions to start a conversation in this situation. Hi, Paula. How have you been? When speaking fast, we often say, how of, instead of, how have. For example, how have you been? Long time no see. This expression simply means it's been a long time since the last time you saw this friend. So, what have you been up to lately? How's your family? Are you still working at ABC Company? In this case, you can ask about news in your friend's job, studies, family, and hobbies. Your friend will probably ask you about recent developments in your own life, too. Here are some phrases for starting a conversation at a party or wedding. I don't think we've met. I'm Shayna. Are you from New York? So, how do you know Mary? Have you tried the chocolate cake? It's delicious. If you're at a party or wedding, you can start a conversation by asking how the person knows the host of the party or the people getting married. You can also comment about the food and drinks or about the music. This is a good way to start a conversation in these situations. To start a conversation at a conference or work event, you can use these phrases. I don't think we've met. I'm Shayna. So, where are you from? What did you think of the speaker? That was an excellent workshop. I learned a lot. How about you? The expression, I don't think we've met, can be used in professional situations too. You can ask about the other person's job, what company they are from, and their opinions about the conference events. Now, how do you start a conversation with someone who you have just been introduced to? First of all, you can say, nice to meet you. Here are some other phrases. If another friend introduces you to a new person, you can ask, how do you two know each other? Another very common question when meeting a new person is, so, what do you do for a living? This expression means, what is your job? If you know that the other person is a student, you can ask, what are you studying? After the other person gives you some detail about their life, their job, or their hobbies, you can ask, How long have you been a journalist? How long have you been doing yoga? How long have you been interested in music? This gives them an opportunity to talk about their past and the history of their career or interests. And another question you can ask along the same lines is, How did you get into it? Here's another situation, starting a conversation with someone you meet outside. The most common way is to start by talking about the weather. For example, It's a beautiful day, isn't it? It looks like it's going to rain. Can you believe all this snow we've been having? Sure is a hot one today, or sure is a cold one today. If the other person is with a dog or a child, you can ask about them. For example, Your dog is so cute. What's its name? Finally, let's look at starting a conversation with a stranger, a person who you don't know, in other situations. The secret to starting a conversation in this case is to make a comment about the current social context. Here are a few examples of how to do this. At an art gallery. That's an interesting painting. What do you think of it? At a bar. This is a great song. I love Latin music. How about you? At a sports game. Wow, that was a great play. At a cafe. Boy, do I need a coffee. At a concert or event. What a great turnout. Have you ever been here before? At a playground. My kids are sure full of energy today. Again, all of these conversation starters don't ask direct personal questions to the other person. Instead, they comment on the things in that context. As you can see in the example of the cafe and playground, you don't need to actually ask a question to start a conversation. You can simply make a comment to the other person, and this is like an invitation for the other person to comment too. This can then begin a conversation. If you enjoyed today's lesson about common phrases for starting a conversation, you'll love the Everyday English Speaking course. Each lesson in the course teaches you English phrases for day-to-day situations. You'll learn a lot of vocabulary, and you'll get to see the phrases in context with the example conversations. The course is designed to be very practical and help you improve your spoken English. If you're interested, visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the Everyday English Speaking course. You can see the lesson list and take a free sample lesson about telephone English. Again, that's espressoenglish.net and the Everyday English Speaking course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.